summer is for relaxing. So if you're looking for a relaxing theater experience, Buyer and Seller playing at Curtain Call Theater in Latham is the ideal show. Think of it as the theater equivalent of a beach read book. Or, in the case of Buyer and Seller, perhaps it's more like a long magazine article. The one-man show, performed without an intermission, is only about 70 minutes long. I wouldn't want it a minute longer, nor would I be happy if it was anything less. Buyer and Seller is about an unemployed gay actor who gets his dream job of working for his idol, Barbara Streisand. The job consists of being the sole employee at her personal shopping mall located in the basement of her Malibu estate. Great pains are taken to make clear the events in Buyer and Seller are fictional. But it also points out that such a place does exist. The actress-singer has taken the mementos of her life and career and arranged them in shops by categories, clothes, dolls, and so forth, as if it were a shopping village in her home. Bizarre, but true. Obviously, the only shopper would be Babs, who would in effect be buying her own things. Playwright Jonathan Tollens imagines what would happen if she had to negotiate with someone on a price for an item that she actually owned. It does happen in the play, and is extremely funny. However, if the concept suggests a lack of substance, that's not quite true. There is something about the material that resonates with you. The character Alex Moore is typical of us all. When he finally meets his idol, he is lured into thinking the arrangement is something more than it ever could be. When Barbara Streisand eventually acts like we expect Barbara Streisand to act, it is funny, but kind of sad to realize superheroes aren't always heroic, and rarely are they super. Two, the play also reminds us that people who live lives of splendid isolation aren't leading splendid lives. The genius of the play's conceit is that though it is pure fiction, you leave the play wondering if the events told are described as fiction, just to avoid breaking a confidentiality agreement. The play rings that truthful. Of course, this is a tribute to the performance of Chris Anderson. One of the area's finest actors, he makes everything he does seem easy and honest. A one-man show does not mean a one-character play. There are several people to meet. The most important are Barbara and Alex's boyfriend, Barry. Each character is distinctive, funny, and well-drawn. Anderson and director Carol Max make wise choices by showing Alex and Barry having delightful touches of gay humor, but not playing them as queens or letting camp enter the production. Restraint is also shown in portraying Miss Streisand. Anderson does not try to impersonate the woman, but finds the essence of the person in his delivery. By showing Streisand as a real person who probably would like but can't be friends with Alex, she comes across more as a tragic figure than as a play like a caricature. Buyer and Seller is very funny, kind of wise, and always delightful. It continues at Curtain Call Theater Latham, Thursdays through Sundays through August 5th. For tickets and schedule information, call 877-7529. This is Bob Geffert from Detroit Record.